The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Happy Friday. Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Frank Mish, David Paddock, 2 hours of fantasy sports talk with a lot to get to here on the show today. Previews of the upcoming weekend. Lots to dive in terms of fantasy, a recap of the Thursday night football game. Of course, a recap of the baseball game last night. A great finish to the Dodgers-Giants series for sure. And even a trade in the NFL today, Davis. So plenty to get to here on the show. What's going on?
Yep, plenty to get to. You know, pretty much every time we log on to do the show at this point, we have something that's going to be late breaking. We have exciting news and notes from the days before. You know, it just kind of once the sun starts setting at about 6 o'clock, you know that those are the thick, fast, and furious sports days.
All right, let's get to our headlines here on the show. As the Buccaneers defeat the Eagles last night, 28-22. Richard Sherman also injured in that game, in case you missed it. I was locked into the Dodgers and Giants. What a great game that was. It finished off in the ninth. Some controversy, of course. Always some controversy in sports. But the Dodgers do head to the National League Championship Series, where they will take on the Atlanta Braves. Braves, by the way, with the home field advantage, because the Dodgers were the wild card. Mike Schilt's era in St. Louis is over. That came as a shock yesterday. Cardinals are looking for a new manager. Zion Williamson, yet again injured, going to miss the start of the regular season. No real timetable there. And Damian Williams lands on the COVID list. He is just one of, it feels like, a million issues going on at running back. We have some more coming down here today. We'll talk about that. But get Damian Williams out of your lineups going into the weekend. Also, there was a trade in the NFL last night, Davis, or this morning, excuse me. Zach Ertz is now headed to the Arizona Cardinals. Max Williams got hurt last week. The Cardinals, it's funny, we talked about this during the week. They really have never had a good tight end. This will be the best one they've had in quite some time. I was texting, trying to make a trade yesterday with somebody in one of my other leagues. I have Ertz in all my leagues. So I have Ertz and Waller. I don't need Ertz trying to make a deal. Now I'm feeling like, ooh, maybe I'll use Ertz as a flex perhaps in the future. So big trade for Philadelphia. Signals the end for the Eagles this season. But just the beginning for Arizona.
Yeah, I guess according to the front office for the Eagles, Howie Roseman, I believe, is his name. He said to reporters this morning that it was kind of like a send-off game for Zach Ertz last night. They made him a captain. Apparently everyone knew that he was going to be traded after that game. So, you know, I guess good for you if you picked up Zach Ertz. It did seem like he was in a pretty good spot with Dallas Goedert out on the COVID list, but he is going to have a real role in that Arizona Cardinals offense. You know, Max Williams had played at least 64% of the snaps in every game. Zach Ertz probably a better receiver, even at this stage in his career, than Max Williams. So I would anticipate a decent role for him. And it is a bummer for Rondale Moore, though. We all kind of thought they would play more, you know, 10 personnel, 4 wide receiver sets. And it looks like as a result of this trade, we probably are not going to get that now.
Yeah, well, Ertz gets a bump for sure if you have him in fantasy, like me, very excited. I actually played Ertz, believe it or not, down to so many injuries in one of the leagues last night with 2 flexes. Actually had to play the guy yesterday. That's how bad things are for me. Still doing well in these leagues, but Ertz was in my lineup. By the way, great game yesterday. Dodgers and Giants. Want to talk baseball, of course, here on the show. Max Scherzer ended up getting the save last night. Mookie Betts, of course, a couple of big hits. They talked about moving on to the next round.
I was just trying to keep my legs loose. That was going to be my biggest challenge tonight, to come in the game. I knew I could get my up by loose, but I didn't know if I could get my legs fully loose. So I got them loose before I went down there and then just paced around. That's what I do.
You know, from my perspective, it was just a lot of fun. You know, I was just kind of soaking it all in and enjoying it, enjoying the rivalry, enjoying just really good baseball. I think this whole series is just really good baseball. And what I enjoyed the most was, I think, before Flores touched first base, Scherz was halfway to the mound. ready to come out and shut him down in the ninth. So that was it was just a fun game.
I mean, I think the story thus far, Davis, really of the baseball season was the Dodgers acquiring Max Scherzer. I mean, that really seems to be the thing that put the Dodgers over the top, but not over the top in the sense that it made them that much better. It's that they didn't have Bauer and they didn't have Kershaw, and Bellinger, who got a big hit yesterday, is a shell of himself, and they don't have Muncy. Without Scherzer, I don't know that they're heading on.
I don't think they would be. I mean, the Giants are that good, and Trey Turner is that good, and Max Scherzer is that good. And by the way, you know, Max Muncy banged up, Cody Bellinger playing terribly, like having to play Gavin Lux. Dave Roberts says we're playing him, we just don't know what position yet. Like, they kind of had to dig in to their bench a little bit, and they are, especially with Kershaw injured, like you said, I mean, they are meaningfully worse without Max Scherzer and without Trey Turner. I think Trey Turner is going to get MVP votes, right? We're going to see the NL MVP next month, and Trey Turner is going to finish like third, and he was acquired in a trade at midseason. So you're right. I do think that transaction is the story of the Major League Baseball season.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens as LA now has to play in a 7-game series, 4 games in Atlanta. Atlanta's well-rested. Of course, they get a couple of days off. Unclear which game Scherzer is going to pitch. They like him to pitch in game 1, but, I mean, who knows? He just closed out this last game. So we'll see. Dodgers, a big favorite, of course, to win the series. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if you could count out the Braves.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
I think it'll be very compelling as we move on. All right. Game last night in the NFL, not as compelling, that's for sure. Tampa Bay, Philadelphia, but some fantasy, of course, standouts. Huge performance for Leonard Fournette and the Bucks. We'll get to that next when we return on Fantasy Sports Today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. We'll touch on baseball coming up. Also, a look at DFS, both on FanDuel and DraftKings for the weekend of football. What a crazy weekend this could be. But Thursday night football, well, it did not exactly live up to the billing of a potential great game. Patriots pretty much dominated for three quarters, but that allowed, of course, Philly to come back, get some garbage time fantasy points, which is obviously is going to help. But very clearly, even though the two-point conversion, which really, I'm sure, burned a lot of Bucs backers for sure. Patriots definitely the better team in this game. Tom Brady last night, 297 passing yards, two touchdowns, one interception. The story of the game for sure was Leonard Fournette, who was basically unstoppable yesterday. 81 rushing yards, six receptions, 46 receiving yards, and two touchdowns. A 30-point fantasy game if you played Leonard Fournette yesterday. Good job there. Antonio Brown, nine receptions, 93 yards and a touchdown, very heavily targeted. And hey, O.J. Howard got involved in the action with no Gronk, who could be back next week. O.J. Howard, six receptions, 49 receiving yards, and one touchdown. Over to the Philadelphia side. Deflating. Jalen Hurts, just not good at all. 12 of 26, 115 passing yards. 44 rushing yards. He did run for a bunch of touchdowns and threw one too. But my gosh, I'm fading. I gotta be honest on Jalen Hurts. Miles Sanders, 55 rushing yards, two receptions, 10 yards. Quez Watkins, three receptions, 44 yards, and then Zach Ertz in his final game as a member of the Eagles, four receptions, 29 yards, and one touchdown. Davis Bucks look great, especially for three quarters. They look good again. A very tough team to beat. They definitely are going to have their holes going forward, especially against some really good defenses. I think they'll have a problem. Antonio Brown has been really good for them. Leonard Fournette, though, for me, was the big story yesterday. And getting a lot of goal line work, too. Sometimes, you know, when they get close, they just have Brady just, you know, dump in and just run it in. But not last night. They kept giving Fournette the ball.
Yeah, I mean, Fournette has been amazing, looking like one of the best picks that you could have made in fantasy at this point. And I do think there will be some games. You know, we saw this happen in the Rams game where they have to remove Fournette from the game because Giovanni Bernard is the better third down back, better pass blocking, you know, better, a little bit better of a receiver, though Fournette has been a good wide receiver. But yeah, pretty clearly, I mean, Fournette is going to be a top 24 running back most weeks. You're going to want to start him. Poor Ronald Jones has been, you know, basically he is a break glass in case of emergency at this point. He will need a Fournette injury to have any fantasy relevance. I think obviously every week you're starting your Tampa Bay wide receivers. You're starting Antonio Brown. You're starting Chris Godwin. You're starting Mike Evans. Definitely does look like it's going to be a little bit trying to pin the tail on the donkey, though, where, you know, some weeks they're just not going to show up, right? And Mike Evans, not a great game. Godwin, I think, had like nine PPR points, so definitely not what you're hoping for. And O.J. Howard with, O.J. Howard with Gronk out, he ran a bunch of routes last week as well, played 59% of the snaps last week, 65% of the snaps this week. I am not as out on Jalen Hurts as you are, especially for fantasy. He started seven games in his NFL career, averaged 27 fantasy points in those games, never got worse than 21 fantasy points, and I think that will continue. I mean, he basically is a cheat code for fantasy scoring.
Yeah, no, fantasy-wise, yeah, I mean, listen, if you're down three touchdowns or two touchdowns in the fourth quarter, I mean, unless you're absolutely horrible, you're bound to come back. But, I mean, you watched the last two games and can tell me you thought Jalen Hurts played well, Davis? I mean, come on. I mean, there's no – I cannot do that. I mean, and I'm the biggest Hurts fan there is and had the most invested in him with cards there is. But, my gosh, I mean, overthrowing guys and, I mean, are there all their receivers bad? Is anybody not getting open? I don't know. I it's not that I'm out. I just – at this point, I would be very surprised if the Eagles didn't at least next year consider some competition. I mean, I got to put it honestly there.
Well, I definitely think you're right. but he might get saved by the fact that this is an awful quarterback class. You know, that is going to work in his favor, because the presumed, you know, top quarterback of the class, Spencer Rattler, he's terrible. He's not even going to come out in the draft. Matt Corral is right now probably the quarterback who would be expected to go first. He is, look, I like Matt Corral just fine, but I mean, it would not be surprising to me if this is one of the only draft class that we see for like the next 20 years where we do not see a quarterback selected in the top 15 picks. They're just not, none of these quarterbacks that are draft eligible right now. And now, does that mean that they, you know, they could bring in Jameis, they could bring in Andy Dalton, they could bring in Dwayne Haskins? I mean, you know, there are a bunch of guys they could bring in to compete with him, and I think they will. But I am not, the main reason why I'm not done with him yet is I don't think this Eagles coach seems real smart. It feels like a lot of the times what happens is they go into the game plan with these awful game plans, they get behind 14 points, and then they have to go completely away from whatever their terrible game plan was, and he just goes, Jalen, just try and run for some first downs, because that's the only way we can generate offense right now.
I mean, that could be it. I don't know the answer. Unfortunately, sometimes that doesn't matter in the NFL. Like, you get your and it's so unfair that after 10 starts or 7 starts that, you know, the judgment starts coming in. But it was depressing. The last two games watching him play, I got to say, it was depressing. And from a fantasy point of view, no question, the rest of the season, he's going to get 15, 20 points every game because the guy's running for his life and running for touchdowns. But in the parts that I've watched, and I was very heavily invested in the previous game against Carolina, and then going back and forth between the game last night, and seeing like a lot of short throws, Davis, where Watkins was running down and then he had to come back and they got the pass interference, overthrowing Ertz. Like, for me to remember that in an NFL game is a bad sign. Like, I shouldn't be remembering those plays. And listen, and I thought he'd be fantastic. He was great at Oklahoma. He was great at Alabama. Maybe it is the game plan. Maybe they are not running the ball enough at the beginning of the game. I'm just not sure what it is. And gosh, I hope they don't turn it over to Minshew. Like, I guess that's possible, you know, like
they're not going to do that. They're not going to give us Gardner Minshew or Joe Flacco, but they might, you know, I mean, we've definitely seen this happen with young quarterbacks. They just kind of get ruined. They develop poor mechanics. They develop bad decision-making. You know, they just get beat up. And to me, one of the things that I view as a big positive here is I think Hurts looks like a really, actually, I know for a fact, he is just very mentally strong, and he does not let these adverse situations, you know, go poorly for him. How many guys would have been benched in a huge game for Tua, and that would have been the last we ever would have heard from them because they just did not have the mental fortitude to fight through it? Like, for me, I guess I think that Hurts can play terribly. And you're right. I mean, throwing the football, it's been awful. Guy looks like he can't, you know, hit the broadside of a barn right now. And I guess what I'm saying is I think he can figure it out. And I think a huge issue that they're dealing with right now is these game plans are terrible. I mean, they don't even look competitive in the first half of games. It's so bad.
Yeah. And last week, again, the only reason why Hurts saves the day is because of a blocked punt and 3 interceptions and 2 in the fourth quarter. Like, I mean, that's the only reason why we were even in the game last week. I hope for the best. I really like the player, but, you know, it's the stock market. I got to be able to change my opinion on it. And watching yesterday, no question, still a starter for fantasy. Plug him in every single week until the end happens, if it does happen for them. And listen, we'll just have to see. On the Tampa Bay side, you just keep playing your guys there. I mean, you just keep hoping for the best. Just, you know, it's hard to figure it out. That is definitely true. It's hard to figure out on a weekly basis who is going to do what. All right, we got the American League Championship Series coming up tonight. The dreaded Astros versus maybe the less dreaded Boston Red Sox. That's the setup. We'll hear from Chris Sale. Got plenty more to come here on Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid, which includes speaking with Jim Stannis coming up a little bit later in the show. Also, Joe Pizzapia gives us a pre.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's #1 prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Preview of the weekend. Stay on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back to Fantasy Sports. Today, tonight is the American League Championship Series Game 1 between the Red Sox and Astros. We just found out about an hour ago that Lance McCullers Jr., due to some arm issues, is not going to be on the roster in the ALCS. So certainly the Astros up against it based on the performances that he's had thus far in the postseason. But tonight, in terms of Game 1, the Astros are a pretty big favorite here, minus 184 over on FanDuel on the money line. Minus 1.5. On the money line, they are minus 146, and you can get some plus money here on the Red Sox. The total is 8.5 in the game, and tonight will be interesting because we'll see if Chris Sale brings his A game to the Boston Red Sox. Now, Sale, of course, missed the majority of the season coming back from Tommy John surgery. Looked pretty good for the Red Sox in the regular season at the end. Not so much in the postseason, and talked about his struggles thus far.
Says a lot about him, and his trust in me. You know, I appreciate that. I don't take that lightly. There's no hiding from it. It's no secret. You know, I haven't been absolutely horrible. Probably my two worst starts of my career back-to-back right leading up to this. I know what I had to do in between. You know, I had a job to do, and I knew that I had work to get in. Obviously following my last start in Tampa, I mean, I got off the mound every single day because I knew I had to get something going if we were going to be successful, and I know that I'm going to be a part of that. So, trying to iron out some kinks, get back into, you know, a good rhythm and find it and just ride it out as long as I can.
What's interesting, Davis, is that if this was a regular season start, we would just simply go, oh my gosh, Chris Sale's not right, let's fade him. But it's the postseason, so Chris Sale does not get more than an inning to get it figured out. The Red Sox will go right to the bullpen, that's certain. Let's take a look tonight at some DFS pricing and pick some MVPs for tonight's game. We have Jose Altuve at 9,500. We have Devers for Boston at 9,000. Carlos Correa on FanDuel is 8,500. Kyle Tucker is 8,000. Also, JD Martinez at 7,500. Xander Bogaerts at 7,500 as well. So runs are expected tonight, Davis. 8.5. That's a pretty decent total there. You can expect some scoring for sure. Houston has been great offensively throughout the postseason, but Boston has basically been pretty good too. I mean, in order to take out Tampa Bay, they had to score some runs as well. How do you see this playing out as far as DFS tonight is concerned?
Well, you know, you kind of hit on it. These AL games have been more about the offense. The NL games, particularly that Dodgers-Giants series, it felt like no one wanted to score any runs the entire series, and the pitching was very good. And then I guess the same for the Brewers too, right? The Brewers just absolutely refused to score runs, and it was all about pitching for them. We have two guys taking the mound tonight in Chris Sale and Framber Valdez, who I think you could judge as good to like slightly above average Major League Baseball pitchers over, you know, the most recent sample size. But certainly, you know, it's not like, it's not Satchel Paige and Cy Young taking the mound. So you're right. I do think that we can anticipate some offense, and we have some big decisions to make with our MVP slot, which is the 2x multiplier, and the star slot, which is the 1.5x multiplier. I love that wrinkle that FanDuel has added to their single game contest, because it decreases the amount of lineups that are going to be duplicated and allows you to be making, you know, just a lot more decisions, which is always going to be good. My thought would probably be the Red Sox hitters are going to be more popular tonight, particularly their right-handed hitters on the Astros. You know, I think we are going to see Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, Carlos Correa, Yuli Gurriel. All of them, I would imagine, will be more owned, particularly in the MVP slot, than their chances of actually being optimal. So my thoughts are actually to take a look at some of the Astros, and particularly left-handed Astros, Michael Brantley, Yordan Alvarez, and Kyle Tucker specifically, as some of my favorite hitters tonight.
All right, so let's look at our choice for MVP. And again, this is the 2x multiplier if you're playing in the single game contest over on FanDuel. What's interesting about this is that we're both taking left-handed hitters on the Astros. And I think that for me, it's probably more of a product that, I mean, I just don't think that Sale throws six innings in this game. And even if he did, is he all that formidable at this point? As he talked about, he's working on some things to get back right. Look, the reality is, historically speaking, if you look at the data from pitchers that come back after Tommy John surgery, it's almost inevitable that the first year is not going to go smoothly. And then it's that next year that they come back and they pitch really well. So Sale right now, Davis, is kind of in the thick of it. Like, he is basically back 6-7 starts in, trying to pitch in the biggest game since, I guess, he pitched in the World Series a couple of years ago. And my guess, it's probably 2 or 3 innings for him, and that's done, which means that righties come in. There'll be some mixing and matching, and why not Tucker for me? And I know that you like Alvarez tonight.
Yeah, I mean, Alvarez is, he's just the perfect guy for these contests, because when he does well, you know, he is definitely going to do well via home runs. And also, you know, we can feel relatively confident that of all the players on this slate, I don't know who is the most likely to have a 2-home run game. It's probably Yordan Alvarez or JD Martinez for the Boston Red Sox. You know, I would say those two guys probably most likely. And then, you know, we can look at some of the bullpen usage for these teams, you know, for the Red Sox in particular. And they have lots of right-handers there. You know, the only left-handers they have, Austin Davis, he only pitched once in their first series. Martin Perez, he's more of a long guy. I don't think we see him. And then Josh Taylor, who pitched twice to end the series, so he might not even be ready to go yet. So it should be all right-handers coming out of the Boston Red Sox bullpen. So I feel pretty, pretty good about the Yordan Alvarez decision.
Yeah, the other thing that will be interesting is, Davis, and this is more of just like a series, I guess, conversation than it is for anything else, but you think about Houston, and now this is their fifth year in the American League Championship Series, and yes, they have done it, no question, with hitting, but think about the pitchers over the last 5 years that got them, you know, past this and to the World Series. Charlie Morton, who went to Tampa Bay and is now on Atlanta. Justin Verlander, who had Tommy John surgery, he's out for the year. We haven't even heard Zach Greinke's name at all because Greinke's coming back from an injury. And right now he, you know, basically could be like a 3 or 4 inning pitcher. I mean, Houston's pitching without McCullers. I mean, I just went through 4 guys there. I mean, Houston's pitching without McCullers. I don't know. I mean, that's gotta be the big question going into this series.
It's gotta be a massive question, right? Because this is, this is one of the questions we had about the Astros in general was, you know, we felt pretty good about their hitting, but even coming into the year, you know, if you want to rewind 8 months ago to when we first started talking about this baseball season, we were asking ourselves, you know, especially we, funnily enough, once Framber got hurt, we were like, well, you know, what is their rotation even going to be like? Are they going to make trades in season? Are they going to call, you know, younger guys up? And that is what they're doing. I mean, how young is this rotation of guys they have going right now? Framber's 27, Luis García is 24, and Jose Urquidy is 26. These guys are all, you know, very young, not like, you know, big veteran players. And then in terms of other guys that they can add, I mean, I guess they could do some bullpen stuff with Christian Javier and Kendall Graveman, but they kind of like the roles that those guys are in the bullpen. So I'm totally with you. You know, I think that if the Astros end up winning this series, it's going to be because they just, you know, they hit the daylights off the ball, you know, winning some games 8-4, 6-3, you know, they basically, I think they'll kind of have to average over 4 runs per game in order to win this series.
Yeah, when Framber Valdez at the beginning of the season got hurt, they acquired Jake Odorizzi. They left him off this roster, I think. He's not even pitching for them here down the stretch. So, yeah, they've had to make a lot of changes. Really remarkable that they've even gotten to this point. Did you make it up to the end last night of that game between San Francisco and L.A.? Basically, my thing was I kept the TV on, and I just was, like, in and out throughout, and I just made sure that I was, like, you know, it's one of those things where you're trying to listen, trying to stay into it. But made sure that I just got up for the very end to see what happened.
No, I got to be honest with you. I did not make it to the end because I don't really like the Giants anyways. Like I don't, because of their history with the Kansas City Royals. I just hate the Giants. I never want anything good to happen to them, basically. And I also don't love rooting for the Dodgers either. Because I guess I do have money on the Dodgers to win the World Series, but I don't love rooting for the Dodgers because the Dodgers are what people think the Yankees are now, right? Like the Dodgers are actually you know, what I grew up thinking of as the Yankees, you know, the evil empire. They can spend their way out of any problem, any player they want to get. They can spend the money to acquire them, luxury tax. None of those constraints matter to them at all. So I did not make it to the end.
Yeah, fun finish for sure. Controversy at the end. Did player swing? Did Will Flores not swing? I don't know. I mean, in the end, really exciting, I thought, 5-game series for sure. Okay, Daily Fantasy, we're going to kick back that next. We're going to talk now about some core plays over on DraftKings. That's coming up right here on Fantasy Sports Today. But to set you up for the rest of the show, of course, we have Fantasy Reality, Sports Grid 60, things we normally do at the end of the show for those of you who watch us every single day. But on today's show, Jim Sannis will be along. He's got some interesting info on weather, too, for the game this weekend, which he'll bring to us. And then Joe Pizzapia and I will talk about all these crazy running back situations, including the Chicago Bears running back situation with Damian Williams, the New England Patriots situation as well. So stay on the grid. Plenty more fantasy football discussion coming up right here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
A big college and pro football weekend coming up, of course, with baseball going on as well, American League and National League Championship Series. You want to get our thoughts, picks, information, and get the edge, follow us on Twitter at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. That's where you follow us, all of our shows, including the Early Line Morning After, our show here on Fantasy Sports Today. Scott Farrell, Gabe Morency, all of our hosts are talking. Where are they doing it? On social media, at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV on Twitter. So, Dave, it's time to dive into a little DFS action. I know we'll talk FanDuel coming up. We always talk FanDuel here on the show, but we'll talk a little DraftKings here as well. We're going to have to kind of wade through some running back issues, that's for sure, as we're hearing a lot more about this, including Nick Chubb of the Cleveland Browns being out this week. So fire up your Kareem Hunts this week in fantasy for sure. Let's talk about some quarterbacks here, that some game theory as to who you'd be using this weekend.
So quarterback is pretty interesting this week because I think we'll definitely see three guys be far and away the most popular. There'll be Patrick Mahomes on DraftKings, who's priced at 8,300. The Chiefs have a team total almost at 32 at this point. I think a lot of people expect the Kansas City Chiefs without Clyde Edwards-Helaire to basically come out and just be throwing the ball like crazy. You know, the most effective way that they're going to be able to play on offense is going to be via the pass. They also, they can't really lollygag around anymore, Craig. They have to be winning these games. Now, you know, this isn't like Alabama needing style points to make up for a loss, but they cannot put themselves in any more precarious positions in these games. Now, Lamar Jackson at 7,400, he actually is going to be my favorite play of the slate. I think he'll probably be the quarterback that most people use in their cash games. He is coming off of his best, I mean, really the best game of his career, 43 passing attempts, 37 completions. That's an 86% completion rate, 442 passing yards, four touchdowns, 14 rushing attempts, 62 yards. I mean, the guy is unbelievable. He's got this great matchup against the Chargers. The Chargers had, you know, that crazy game against the Browns last weekend. And kind of I was thinking in my head, like, you know, why did that game get so crazy? And part of it is both of those coaches love to go for it on fourth down. Both of those teams love to go for two, right? The Chargers went for two in the first half, and then the Browns started to respond. Well, what other team in the NFL? If I had to pick one other team in the NFL who would kind of go like for like with the Chargers like that, would definitely be the Ravens, right? They love to go for it on fourth down. They're very aggressive going for it on fourth down. They're very aggressive going for two. So Lamar, just a great play. And then if you're looking to save, I don't love saving at quarterback this week because Lamar and Mahomes are such good plays. But Taylor Heineke for 5,800, he runs a little bit. He's going to be down, you know, 10 points the entire game. And look, we all know how bad the Chiefs defense is at this point. You know, they Daniel Sorensen doesn't know where to go. Did you see Stephon Diggs on his big long catch? He caught that ball and then slowed down to showboat on like his 60-yard reception because he thought he had to have been completely uncovered. Like, there's no way he could have been that open with a defender in the vicinity. So, like, that story just really told the tale of how bad the Chiefs' defense is.
Yeah, thus far, that's definitely been the case for sure. Okay, so now at running back, we definitely are going to have some cheaper options. We get the news of Chubb being out. We get the news of Williams being out. So, you know, and I thought Williams was a pretty good play before I found out that he was on the COVID list this week. But Jonathan Taylor is 6,600 on DK. Alexander Mattison, we'll obviously have to wait and see what the story is with Cook on him, 6,200. Daryl Henderson is 6,000. And then Khalil Herbert, it doesn't surprise me to see his name here, Davis, because who else do the Bears have? 4,600 this week on DraftKings.
Yeah, they really don't have anyone else left. So this list actually is still great. Jonathan Taylor, probably my favorite tournament play at running back this week. We basically saw him finally get unleashed in their most recent game against Baltimore. He had 15 rushing attempts, only 53 yards, but he was targeted 4 times. That was his most targets since week one. He scored, I believe it was a 73-yard touchdown or 76-yard touchdown on their first drive. And really the most important thing he did was he put Nyheim Hines back on the bench. Taylor is going to get the ball a ton in this game. They're huge home favorites against the Houston Texans. We all know the Texans are no good. You know, the Colts are our 10-point favorites here. We should see lots and lots of Jonathan Taylor. And Alexander Mattison is on our list. If Dalvin Cook doesn't play, looks very certain that he is. So just sub out Alexander Mattison there. He and Kareem Hunt are the exact same price. We now know that Nick Chubb is not going to play on Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. When Nick Chubb was out last year, I believe he missed 5 games. Kareem Hunt handled 80% of the running back touches for the Browns. The only difference is they added Demetric Felton, who is a converted wide receiver in the NFL draft. I believe he was a fifth-round pick. Maybe we see some touches for Demetric Felton, but really what we're just going to see here is Kareem Hunt is going to, he's the best play of the week. He is going to get the ball, and he's going to be as good of a play as Alexander Mattison was last week with Dalvin Cook out. Daryl Henderson is 6,000 as a 9.5-point road favorite against the New York Giants. We all know my feelings about the Giants. I don't think this is going to be a very competitive game. And we, Craig, we feel kind of bad about Daryl Henderson and the way he's performed because he keeps getting nicked up. But when he's been out there, he's played a ton. You know, we now have 3 separate games where he played the entire first half where no one else came in, right? So Sony didn't come in, Jake Funk didn't come in, no one else came in, and then you're right. I mean, Khalil Herbert, he is going to be easily the lead running back for the Chicago Bears. And, you know, Ryan Nall might get some third downs. Maybe they activate Artavius Pierce off of the practice squad. But I think probably a minimum of 15 touches for Khalil Herbert.
Yeah, and again, the Bears are just a simple running team. I mean, it feels like 70% of their plays are on the ground, and Nall is like a one-yard type guy. Maybe he gets a touchdown. Probably won't play Nall in any league this week, but definitely interested to see what happens in Cleveland, especially with Hunt now taking over for at least 1 week. Okay, now over to wide receiver Davante Adams. I mean, it's pretty much plug and play for him, I guess, at this point. He is 9,000. Amari Cooper is at 6. You like T. Higgins at 5,300. Hopefully there's a bounce back for him. I need that. And then Mecole Hardman for Kansas City, 4,200 this week. So, I mean, how can you not play Adams in everything that you're playing in? I mean, after that game last week, 11 catches, 200 yards. I mean, I can't make an argument against it.
Yeah, no, you can't, right? So right now, this is true. Davante Adams has a target share over 40%. Over 40% of the Green Bay Packers throws go to Davante Adams. I mean, that is so absurd to think about a guy getting 40% of a passing offense. I mean, that is like college stuff. We never really see performances like that in the NFL, but that is what Davante Adams has become. Amari Cooper at 6,000. You know, I think that the mid-range of wide receiver has taken a little bit of a hit right now in DFS, both on DraftKings and on FanDuel because, you know, we're just getting a lot more information. So guys are starting to be priced more appropriately. But, we love the Cowboys. I know, Craig, you are not as big of a fan of the Cowboys this week against the Patriots. You think the Patriots are going to cover that spread there. But I still think Amari can do what needs to be done. T, I absolutely love at 5,300. You know, if you look at his peripheral numbers, there's not really a difference between what he was doing last season and what he has done up until this point. You know, played a bunch of snaps, 10 targets and a touchdown against the Bears in week two, gets banged up, comes back, runs his normal amount of routes, is targeted 7 times. The results, not quite there yet, but they'll get there. Think he's a great play at 5,400. And then our value wide receiver this week, for me, it's Mecole Hardman, who led the Chiefs in targets last week. I think the first time in his career that's ever been true. And with Tyreek banged up and CEH out, I think he'll probably get a minimum of like 5 touches this week and just need a touchdown there.
You're not a huge fan of the Geno Smith, Freddie Swain combination on DraftKings this week? Could be seeing that.
Not a huge fan.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Tight end. Travis Kelce, 7,000 on DK. Higbee's at 4. Evan Engram, Engram looked interesting last week. He looked active on the field. I haven't said that in a couple of years. 3,400. And I know we talked earlier this week about Ricky Seals-Jones in Washington now getting a shot with Logan Thomas being out.
Yeah, so Ricky Seals-Jones, back from the dead, spent all of last year on the practice squad for the Kansas City Chiefs. But since Logan Thomas got injured 2 weeks ago, Ricky Seals-Jones has missed 1 offensive snap for the team. Just absurd stuff. He was targeted 8 times last week. He was targeted twice in the end zone. I mean, just really, really kind of crazy stuff. So he is definitely going to be extremely popular both in cash games and in tournaments. One thing I would tell people is that this is actually a great week. If you have a strong feeling about another tight end, if you have a strong feeling for Evan Engram or Tyler Higbee or Hunter Henry or David Njoku or Jared Cook or Tyler Conklin or whoever it is, if you have a strong conviction, it's a great week to make those lineups and play maybe some more contests, because Travis Kelce and Ricky Seals-Jones are going to combine for just a huge, huge, huge portion of the ownership on DraftKings. I mean, $7,000 for Travis Kelce is too cheap anyways. But then when you combine the fact that, Tyreek has not practiced yet this week, I think he is just going to get loaded with volume. And then Higbee and Engram are two of the mid-tier guys who I think are in play.
Yeah. Donald Parham is still my guy. I still feel like Davis in that offense and with the Chargers, that there's still more there, but not, I mean, I guess this is a tough matchup, but is any matchup a tough matchup now? If they're going for it on every fourth down, Davis, that's just an extra play per quarter. It would feel like at the very least for the Chargers going forward.
Yeah, no, it is an extra play. It makes all their guys more valuable, makes Herbert more valuable, makes Mike Williams more valuable, makes Keenan more valuable. Parham in particular, though, I think people are kind of sleeping on him a little bit. I think you're right. I think you kind of look at his numbers and assume he hasn't played that much, but he really has been playing about 50% of their snaps, and he is just better than Jared Cook. Straight up, he is. And what I think we'll see as the season continues is we'll see Jared Cook running fewer routes, playing fewer snaps, Donald Parham playing more, running more routes. And the big thing about Parham is he is gigantic. He's 6'6". I mean, that is going to be huge for them in some of these close competitive games as a red zone guy. I mean, I really think Parham is going to end up having a really good second half of the year as a fantasy asset.
Yeah, could be an interesting name, no doubt, for sure. Maybe tight ends will be better in the second half of the season than they have been in the first, because so far the first half has not been kind to virtually any tight end not named.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
I guess Kelsey and Waller pretty much at the start of this season. All right, plenty more to come. We're going to wrap up this first hour of the show. We'll get the latest on Daniel Jones, quarterback of the New York Giants. At the top of the hour, we have Chris's update, and then we'll hear from Dusty Baker, give us a preview of the upcoming series between the Astros and Red Sox, which begins tonight. Jim Sanis joins us to talk a little DFS over on FanDuel, the latest on the weather around the country. So stay on the grid. Plenty more to come here as we continue on Fantasy Sports Today here on this Friday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Our resident doctor, Dr. David Chow, over at Pro Football Doc, is going to talk about Daniel Jones, the possibility of him playing this week. He had a concussion, looked pretty woozy last week. Dr. Chow talks about the possibility of him getting back in on Sunday.
Will Daniel Jones be the starting quarterback for the Giants this week? This is Dr. David Chow, Pro Football Doc. Daniel Jones suffered a concussion on the goal line run. You can see here it's not the defender that does the damage. Daniel Jones actually lowers his head and initiates the contact in an attempt to score. Everyone saw him wobbly as he got up here. But that in and of itself does not indicate a severe concussion. That in and of itself ruled him out for last Sunday, but not necessarily this Sunday. No one can predict concussions, but at this point, trajectory-wise, he is right on pace to play this week. Teddy Bridgewater came back without missing the next game for the Broncos last week. Daniel Jones is poised to do the same. There are five steps of the concussion protocol to get clear. Yesterday, Wednesday, he did the third step, which is some football-specific activities on the side. Today, he will be listed as limited practice when the practice report comes out, non-contact practice. That's always the case, red jersey for quarterbacks. And Friday, by technicality, he will be listed as full practice. Then he'll be ready to see the independent neuro. Assuming his testing in the training room, etc., passes muster, he will be cleared for this Sunday versus the powerful LA Rams. The Giants host the Rams, and they've been besieged with injuries. Saquon Barkley, Kenny Golladay, all the receivers, left side of the offensive line. But at least one piece of good news is it certainly looks like they'll have their starting quarterback, Daniel Jones, for this week six contest. Go to profootballdoc.com for further details.
Dave, it's really hard to back anything with the Giants with all these injuries that they've had, but definitely better having Jones in there than Glennon. I think I would agree on that one.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Sorry, I left you no time there, Dave. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
break.
Sports happens every day, and we give you expert insights and information on gaming, odds, and more.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
Chumba. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.